This is the National Rural News.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Skyrocketing energy prices facing Victorian farmers are hoped to be addressed by a $30 million agriculture energy investment plan. I spoke with the state's Agriculture Minister, Jala Pulford, to find out more.
From February, we'll be having on-site assessments. $5 million of the package will go towards that, so people will be able to have somebody come and have a walkthrough of their farm and provide some advice about what could be done to reduce energy use and what could be done to increase energy generation on farm. Once people have done that, that's really the gateway to the $20 million grants program. And there'll be grants, large ones for groups of farmers who are working together on things like phase three, phase power, but also smaller grants, up to $150,000 for people who want to install solar system, and smaller grants again for people who are just looking to, maybe make a slightly smaller commitment.
So how will it work with groups of farmers, I guess, that currently don't have much, but they'd like to go down the path of, say, renewables or power storage? How will that work if they get together and look to apply for some funding?
Most of these will be a farm by farm proposition. It's really only for those instances where there's a community benefit from a number of farmers getting together to get into really large scale generation. We wanted the program to have the ability to support those kinds of ideas and activities. But look, in the main, this is going to be about a farmer getting an assessment of their energy use and their potential energy generation, and then having that report to look at will provide a list of things that people can apply funding for, and it'll be a co-investment with that farmer who might say, well, I want to put in, say, $100,000, solution, and we do a sort of 50-50 funding ratio. But then there'll be others that might want to, seek a grant for more like $5,000 or $10,000. So we've been very conscious that different farmers will have different appetite for this.
Victorian Agriculture Minister Jala Pulford there. Now, the United Dairy Farmers of Victoria President Adam Jenkins says it's a win for time-poor farmers.
So farmers will be able to start updating some of their technology on farm. Obviously, it's a contribution from the farmer as well. So I think one of the big things for us is that we want to make sure that no snake oil salesmen out there. We would like to get a uniform approach, and that's something we'll be start working on now with the government.
One of the big parts of this policy is consultation and actually farmers being able to seek help on what they can do and what they can't do. How hard is it at the moment, to be able to find the time to work out what path you can go down for your energy?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things at the moment, because there's so much information out there and good information and misinformation. I think it is a bit of a challenge for farmers to work out what's the best technology update, where they're going to get the best sustainable bang for their buck. And I guess that's one of the things we'll be looking at in the near future to make sure that, farmers are busy people, as we know, as most people are. But it is tricky to update your machinery and to get the right advice at the right time.
In the dairy industry, particularly high energy user, how much of a saver could this potentially be?
Still the jury's out on that, on what that looks like. But we know, even with the crisis in sort of Victoria, we're getting dairy farmers that have got between 20% and 170% increase in their power bills just on the last year. So we know that they're going to start updating their technologies to get to a better space. So hopefully this will go some way to start reducing some of that burden of cost.
United Dairy Farmers of Victoria President Adam Jenkins editing that report. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter, where you can find links to all of our podcasts. That's @NatRuralNews. Or you can send me through an email if you'd like to get in touch. The email is ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the National Rural News.